This is St. Louis Public Radio. Unions and corporations around the country are closely watching Missouri, where voters will decide Tuesday whether to make it the nation's 28th right-to-work state. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis has more on the debate over Proposition A.
It's Saturday morning, and St. Louis Labor Council President Pat White is standing on a truck flatbed in Bridgeton, addressing about 100 union members. Many of them are preparing to go door-to-door or conduct phone banks to ask voters to reject Proposition A.
Everybody's telling us we got the lead, we got them. We got to beat them bad. We got to beat them bad enough to where next year we can go to all these Republican, and it ain't all Republicans, and we could say, look, this is how many people voted against this in your district.
Under right to work, unions and employers are barred from requiring all workers in a bargaining unit to pay dues or fees, even if they don't join the union. Right to work opponents say it unfairly weakens unions by allowing freeloaders who still benefit from labor negotiations and ultimately leads to lower wages and benefits. Backers say right to work gives workers more freedom and makes unions more accountable while also making a state more attractive to businesses who don't want unions. Governor Mike Parson is among the supporters.
I think it's good for the state of Missouri. Other states have done it. I hope to get that done. I hope that comes across, but that's going to be up to the voters of the state to decide that. But I do think a lot of states have moved forward on the right to work issue, and it's been very positive for those states.
White is among the Missouri labor leaders who are hoping for a replay of 1978. That's when just over 60% of Missouri voters rejected the idea. But times have changed. There's far fewer union workers in Missouri than there were 40 years ago. Labor got Proposition A on the ballot by collecting enough signatures from voters to force a referendum on the right to work law that the General Assembly passed in early 2017. Legislators put the referendum on the August ballot because they feared a strong union turnout in November could help Democrats such as Senator Claire McCaskill, who was seeking re-election. McCaskill is emphasizing her opposition to right to work and Proposition A.
Now is not the time to drive wages lower. Now is the time that we want to embrace the middle class in this country and make sure we hold on for the ability of workers to come together and bargain.
She says all workers do better when labor prospers. The Proposition A contest also has created some strange alliances. Former St. Louis Police Association President Gary Wiegert is featured in a TV ad that praises right to work, a fact that has caused an uproar in city police ranks. Wiegert says his support for Proposition A reflects his longstanding opposition to the idea of requiring non-union members to pay a fee, a practice known as fair share.
I'm really against fair share. I think fair share is so wrong that you would take a non-member's money and turn around and give it to a private organization.
For now, many on both sides agree that unions may have an edge in this year's Proposition A fight, and it may be intentional. Unions and their allies have poured millions of dollars into the state to run ads and circulate flyers that blast Proposition A. But pro-right-to-work groups such as Americans for Prosperity are just now launching campaigns to help Proposition A. Some activists in both camps privately suspect that there may be a GOP strategy to let unions have their victory in August. Right-to-work supporters in the Missouri General Assembly then could turn around and pass a new right-to-work law next year. Labor leaders are hoping any such plan will be scrapped if enough voters reject Proposition A. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.